And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
I was never good at voices.
I had nothing better to do when I was younger, so I did them. I learned them.
Voices? Can you do a Rick or Morty? That has been the...
I haven't tried them yet. I haven't really messed around with it yet.
Can you, Kunal?
No.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, my God, Rick.
The thing that I need to practice... The teenage guy from the... I was going to say, it's kind of similar to the teenage guy in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sort of.
Yeah.
Would you like fries with that?
That's right.
Yeah.
I have to mess around with the Rick one more just to try and incorporate the random, like, burps.
Belching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, that'd be so good if you can pull that off.
I'll mess around with it. The problem is I haven't really been watching it, and that's half the problem. Because, like, most of the Metalocalypse voices I was able to get down pretty decent just by watching it, like, a shit ton.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, and I'm, like, just, you know, I'm a fan. So they're actually trying to get Metalocalypse on Hulu. Which would be actually pretty sweet.
We should probably start the show, huh?
Nah.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
No Pappy this week.
Nope, he's at MAGFest.
On either of the shows.
Oh, yeah, because you're running double duty
this week.
Yeah.
So episode 122 was the Joe Cam Spectacular. And then...
the Joe Cam Spectacular.
The Joe Cam versus the devs won. Maybe one day we'll have a round two.
It's possible.
Nah, I think I burned enough bridges. But instead of Pappy, we have two people who are way more useful than Pappy.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
There's two compared to one.
That's like four hands.
That's like four hands.
They can, like, finger everybody. So, Kunal and Len are here. Yay!
Their
first trip back since the reboot.
The reboot.
I should find the previously on the SML podcast, and Kunal's like, oh, zombies in Jersey, what are you guys talking about? Oh, I'm going to go back to eating and disconnect. Click.
Wait, no, I think the last episode I was on, wasn't that at, like, the last MAGFest or something?
No.
No, you did one right before we stopped.
Yeah. It was right before we stopped for a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
We had this giant, like, ruse that the apocalypse happened.
Yeah. And Bob Baffy started it.
It's all his fault.
God damn you, Baffy. So
that was the one where George finally got his lawnmower working, right?
I think that was like a week or two beforehand.
I think
beforehand.
It was a week before, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good old George.
George.
We need to get Norg back on soon.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We've been busy with, like, guests.
Like, lots of guests.
Like, actual guests.
I heard.
Yeah, I noticed. I've been listening to your shows, and I was just like, wow, you know, that guy
who talked about
Japan for a while, and I was like, oh, shit, you're right. I check out Japan, man.
I'm all about Japan right now.
We need SML in Japan.
Dude, I would shit everywhere.
All right, time for a fundraiser. We're going to start a Patreon account.
Yep, and we're going to do a podcast over in Japan, and I'm just going to stay there.
I think you guys should have your own game show over in Japan.
Oh, God.
You know, if you're going to do that shit, you know?
That'd be fun.
I'm pretty sure that I would be the next, like, Americanized person to be incorporated into a baby metal type band.
Jesus.
I forget. What awesome. Is it? What's that guy's name? There's another, like, Japanese metal band where he, like, used to be a professional wrestler, but he dresses up like a fucking schoolgirl.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I haven't showed you that. I got to find it just so I could show you it because
it's fucking
fantastic.
You have not shown
fantastic.
That to me.
It's so good.
There's so many weird ones. I don't even understand. Like, Japan is this ball of amazing, weird crap that everybody knows this at this point, but, like, somehow they keep surprising us.
Right. That's why I need to be there.
It's incredible.
I need to go.
Like, I was surprised when they came out with that game where you're just running, at like, you're a half-naked dude, and you're running, and then there's, like, you know, you just, like, keep collecting other half-naked dudes to run behind you. You know what game I'm talking about?
No.
What the fuck is...
I don't laugh.
I'm not joking. That's a real thing.
Wait, no, I believe you. I just want to know the name of it so I could look it up now.
I'm trying to find it right now. Keep talking. I'll figure it out.
Now, I talked enough this week. This is all on you guys.
don't look at me. I don't know where you're...
Dude, I already did a two-hour episode this week.
I didn't make you.
No, I chose to.
Yep. That's
but
all
now,
on you.
But now Kunal's expecting me to fill for him?
Oh.
Like, get
oh,
your
hell
shit
no.
together, Kunal.
Oh, hell no. I have my own Googling going on right now.
God. Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of this thing for you guys because it's so ridiculous. Oh yeah, it's called Muscle March. It was a WiiWare game.
Oh god. I thought you were talking like a TV show.
No, this is a video game. Just look, you're basically a really super muscly dude in a Speedo and you just run through walls and avoid obstacles and then like you get other dudes to chase you, and it's the weirdest game I've ever probably seen.
Here you go, Joe. You can watch this video.
I thought you were going to say it was like an old Atari game or something. I'm like,
see the guy in the middle?
Barely.
No.
All right, hold on. Hey, there you go.
Well, no, it wasn't a very good shot of him. What in the Christ?
His name is Lady. Was it Lady Beard? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yep. This is the kind of stuff that I want to move to Japan and just play this stuff.
Sounds like Baby Metal did the music for this or something.
Yeah, but like
now
vocally he's a lot more like almost like traditional death metal.
Yeah.
And he was a wrestler?
Yeah, he was a professional wrestler.
Do you know who he? Because I don't recognize him.
Well, no, I mean, like, not like WWE professional wrestler, but like he did like independent circuits and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What the Christ?
WB, you know, he's what.
Yeah, I want to move to Japan just so I could be in a band. Like, yeah, look at him dance now. They've got choreography and everything.
I can't wait until this episode gets copyright claimed.
It's not like it's barely coming through, I don't think.
Oh, remember that time I played that like French Limp Bizkit sounding thing? We got a claim on that.
Really? Yeah, but you held it up into a microphone.
Even still, your phone is like 40 times louder than mine because you're half deaf.
Debatable.
So Pappy's not here, but let's start off with him because he sent us an email.
He sent us an email.
At least someone did.
Weirdo.
Pricks. Pappy says, I'm listening to the Joe Cam Displays as Barbara Walters episode. and we mentioned Dave and Buster's.
Bob Walters.
I figure I will share a quick story from my only time there. So basically, Pappy went to Dave and Buster's. This is his story. I went with a few coworkers about a dozen years ago, and one of them was apparently a skee-ball savant. He had a mound of roughly a metric shit ton of tickets the machine had printed out, but they were just coiled up on the ground. I asked him if he shouldn't pick them up, but he shrugged and asked why. It's not like anyone was going to take them when there are a half dozen guys standing around. No joke, a kid who was probably 9 or 10 walked by right at that moment, saw the tickets, grabbed them, and walked off like nothing. We were too busy laughing to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I have to agree, Dave & Buster's is a place for adults to get drunk and play games like they're kids again, but kids are allowed until a certain time of night, and kids will always be bigger assholes than adults. Question time. Chris, what would a game have to have in it?
What would it... All right, hold on. What would a game have to have in it? Reply, forward, archive, delete, report, spam, add star, mark, so it didn't come all the way through.
So, Chris, what would a game have to have in it?
It would have to have a story, like a storyline. You got to build up characters, you know. You got to care about the people that are in the game. It's got to have...
Graphics.
It does not have to have graphics.
It should.
Should, but it doesn't have to.
Well, then what would you see?
I've played text-based adventures.
Yeah, but graphics make up those words. In a game?
It's just not words.
Like they're taped on the screen. Like,
well, yeah, but that's to be understood. It, like, you know, we're not talking pen and paper here.
Let's ask the experts here. Guys, would text in a game still be considered graphics of the game?
When you say graphics, yeah. I think like, you know, like fully rendered like digital art. You know,
I just mean like things on the screen.
Well, yeah, like I said, we're not playing it on pen and paper. So
how do you know?
Well, they used to make text-based computer games. So
right,
yeah. What's the name of the game? I'm totally blanking on it, but it's
Zork.
The game.
Return to Zork or Zork.
Oh no, I was thinking of the game that just came. It's that game that you play with the PlayStation Magic Wand or whatever it's called.
The Magic Wand. The PlayStation Ice Cream Cone.
PlayStation Ice Cream Cone. And you just kind of, it's like the sound based game. There's no video at all. And you play in teams, and you kind of have to approach each other and, you know, back away.
Are you talking about
Joust?
Yeah, Johann Sebastian Joust.
Yeah, Johann Sebastian Joust. Thank you. Yeah, see, you don't need graphics.
Yeah, see? No graphics. That's a game.
Actually, it has graphics now because it's an official game on
the
PS3 and PS4 now.
See?
Well, no, they actually did release it for the system.
It doesn't have to have graphics.
I know.
Anyway, we're missing the most critical component, which is very, very long tutorial.
Yes.
Ad nauseum.
True. Pappy also had a question for me that he texted me because...
Why don't you text him back and be like, what did you mean to put in your email?
Because he's probably still on a plane.
And he can't receive messages while he's on a plane?
No. Plus, it's funnier to just make fun of him for not sending us a complete question.
Maybe he doesn't know that it wasn't complete. You should ask him.
Then we'll make fun of him next week.
Like we're going to remember. Come on.
Here, this one's for me, but this could be for everyone. Do you think you've already played your favorite game of 2015?
No.
Because it's not October 6th yet, and Rock Band 4 is not out yet.
Yeah, I don't know what mine's going to be. I have no idea.
There's a lot of games that
Persona
came out this
5.
Year that I didn't.
How about that? If that comes out this year.
Oh yeah, I'm really behind in that series. I'm on like Persona 2.
Well, you know, I don't think you have to be into the series to really, you know, be the next one in line. It's not episodic. It's kind of like Final Fantasy, you know.
Oh okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm so far behind on Persona that I've never played one.
I'm probably not gonna get Persona 5.
There's too much other shit coming out.
Well, not just that, but it's only on PlayStation, and I just don't care enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Persona games, but fuck it. I don't need it.
No. So how about something that we can totally agree on, the new 3DS? Because I'm getting one of those real soon, and I'm going to play Xenoblade Chronicles X or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, the new Fire Emblem's coming out for that, too, I think.
Xenoblade Chronicles X is on the Wii U. That's not on the 3DS.
That's right. So what's the one on the 3DS?
Just the original Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yes, that's actually why I'm getting it.
Yeah.
My Wii shit the bed, and I think it's because I got an earlier model, but finally died, and So I'm just getting, that for new 3DS.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally actually really pumped for the new Fire Emblem. That's why I would get it, because Fire Emblem is like one of the few, like, I love the last one, Awakenings. That's one of the best tactical games I've played, you know, on any kind of modern platform, at least.
I'll tell you what, I'll always go back to Final Fantasy Tactics.
I will always go back to Advance Wars.
I will always go back to Rock Band.
Advance Wars.
I have a Game Boy Advance emulator on my phone, and the only ROM that I have is Advance Wars.
Oh, boy.
I will always go back to Bomberman.
Bomberman,
yes.
I will always go back to sleep.
yeah, you will.
Until you die. Then
I don't know why you guys are waiting for, like, the small new 3DS. Like, the XL's been out for how long?
Yeah, but how much cheaper is the small one going to be versus the big one?
It's only available in that Animal Crossing bundle.
That's fine.
So it's like $220 when an XL is $200.
Oh, wow. That is a good point.
Plus, the XL's been out for months now, and you could have been playing games for months now, including Xenoblade.
Yeah. I don't even have my regular 3DS anymore.
I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, like, I'm so far behind. I just got caught up with Guacamelee, like, maybe a month ago or 2 months ago. That was, like, a game from, what, 2 years ago or something?
Something like that. You should play Quest of Dungeons. Oh, wait, it's on Xbox. I tried selling Kunal my spare Xbox One that I will have on Tuesday.
Oh.
And he's like, I can't. My dick's too far in Sony to... He's like,
It feels really good. You should try it.
Nope, I'm good.
He doesn't want his dick to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yup. Yeah, that's so crazy, man. How many systems did you go through?
I'm on my sixth.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you want one. Or you have one. Or you
I have one.
Support Sony.
Well, yeah, no, they've been, you know, we've sort of been having a good relationship with them. I did reach out to Xbox, but they've sort of been kind of all quiet. Like, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All I hear is Chris moving the microphone in his hand.
Uh-huh. I'm really fidgety today. I don't know why. I think it's because my back hurts.
So is mine. This weekend is going to suck with how much pain I'm in.
This weekend's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So are you guys going to Mag Classic?
No,
we're not.
You pieces of shit.
our Kickstarter is launching literally next week. And so
sons of bitches.
We are trying to close up. Actually, Mustin was supposed to go, and he pulled out too.
Yeah, he lives in Arkansas. You guys live like 20 minutes away.
I know, but it's like, man, let me tell you, when you're making a Kickstarter, like, you'll go through it, like, eventually, if you ever do one. It's freaking crazy, man, the amount of work.
Yeah, you spend the last minute, like, or the last week on the edge of your seat with everything. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
You
all-nighters
sons
for
of bitches.
A couple days straight. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's not a good situation, trust me.
I remember when Kunal was gonna come up and help me move.
I know. Where did I go? I went somewhere.
Where did I go?
You went not here.
I know, but it was because I was in a different state or something.
And Chris, how long have I been up here now?
At least a couple months.
Yeah, how many times did Kunal come up?
None, because I've been here.
Damn. Damn.
Are you guys feuding or something that I don't know about?
Chris has got my back. When I'm not there, Chris is there. That's how it is.
You goddamn bitch, Kunal. I can't believe you're not going to Mag Classic.
Dude, there's a lot of people not going to Classic. There's a lot of people not going to Classic, which really bums me out because I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to another MagFest after this.
Yeah.
Wow, Why? What is that?
My schedule is going to get fucking retarded.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm taking a gig down by Philly, and I'm contracted out, so for me to get days off, it's nearly impossible.
Okay.
And obviously, I play like pretty much like every weekend with them, so it's going to be like I'm not going to be able to get weekends off ever.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, see, Kunal, you might not be able to see Chris anymore, and you're purposely avoiding Chris now by not going to Mad Classic.
I'm heading a department.
What?
I'm heading a department.
What are you doing?
Well, if you go to Mad Classic, you'll find out.
I'm setting up the merch table for like all of the bands that want me to sell their merch.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool.
So,
and you're going to miss it.
Yep.
Gonna miss it.
You're going to miss it all.
I know.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, but it's sort of one of those things that just can't be helped. You just end up, otherwise I'd be freaking out. Like, I wouldn't even have fun there, you know? I'd just be like...
I might not even have fun because I'm going to be, like, running around all the time.
It would be worse than that. Remember that one MAGFest show where I played with, like, 4 bands?
Yeah.
And I literally saw nobody and I was miserable at the end of it. It would be worse than that.
Well, see, what you could do is you can go and you could just sit at the Rock Island booth with me from midnight to 6 in the morning and work on Kickstarter stuff and talk with me.
Oh, man.
Because you live like 2 hours away and you can just go there and be like, hey, guys, what's up? And then leave a half hour later like you always do when you visit people.
Pretty much. I try to make a very very incisive entry and exit. So I just try to get in razor thin, just step in for a few minutes, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
He's like heroin.
See, so he could just come and visit during the day the one day.
Right.
Chances are it'll be when I'm sleeping, and he'll be like, oh, I was there.
He's like, oh, I was there. You're sleeping. Oh, that sucks.
I was there for like an entire 45 minutes.
I'm totally using that excuse, by the way. Like Monday.
I came down, and I had breakfast with Pappy and Chris and Joe. You were sleeping. We didn't want to wake you up, so I just, but I had to get back to the Kickstarter
and
stuff.
Then
I
talked to you and Pappy. And I'll be like, dude, was Kunal here? And you're like, who's Kunal?
what like, is this Kunal you speak of?
Nah, man, he wasn't here. Did he say he was here?
I'm going to text them all and make sure they have my back. so that they're like, oh, yeah, man, you totally missed it. It was great.
Yeah, he like backflipped off of the second floor. It was great.
It was freaking crazy.
He dove into the fountain outside.
I want to dive into that fountain.
I got to say, I feel so good that after doing an entire episode of the show earlier this week and like being polite and asking questions and having civil conversation, I can just Kunal, you fucking asshole, for not going to Mag Class.
Did you say polite on purpose like that?
Polite.
Because you're talking about Bosu Yan?
Yes, I was talking with him.
Polite.
Polite. I really like that.
I wish he'd be on the show.
You've never got him?
No.
Yeah, he'd be a good interview.
He's too cool for us.
He is really cool.
He's too cool for school.
I still don't know how Mustin and Dale came on the show.
That was weird.
Yeah. But to prove how uncool we are, we still have never had Vert.
That's true.
Does he even do interviews, that guy?
I'm sure he does, but...
Not with these guys.
I haven't heard from him in quite a while because I know how stupidly busy he is. But
well, he's also had a lot of personal stuff going on.
Yeah.
So
we still love him.
We love him. Yeah.
I'll probably never talk to him again because he's in his own world of mounds of video game music and dogs.
And Taco Bell.
Yeah, and tacos.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Tacos.
So, what's going on, Kunal? How's things?
Oh, you know what? Just hanging out. Nothing much, really.
Tell us about your fucking Kickstarter, Jesus
Christ. yeah, we're launching a Kickstarter In a few days. It's gonna
on
be
on the 16th.
On the 16th. It's
what,
be,
what's it for?
It's so we had a Kickstarter last year for this game called Pixel Noir. Didn't meet our funding requirement. You know, we didn't meet our funding goal. And so we basically took a year off to develop as much of the game as we could for free in our spare time. And we're coming back at a much lower goal, kind of reshaped game. We have a nice partnership with Sony. So,
fuck you.
So they've been able to take off a bunch of the, development costs for us. So we've been looking forward to this Kickstarter for a while. It's been like a long time coming.
Well, with that news of teaming up with Sony, I am no longer looking forward to this Kickstarter. Then again, I just realized we're doing an episode about Pixel Noir Kickstarter. I think we're officially in rerun territory.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, THQ.
Yeah, THQ closed now.
Oh, my God.
I'd say that, we actually have a... stretch goal, I think we put in especially for you, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you know,
the sausage vendor?
Yeah, sausage vendor.
Well, that guy's
no. We want to make an Xbox port.
Kunal mentioned that there's a
stretch goal.
Yeah, Kunal mentioned to me that there was an Xbox stretch goal. I'll be honest, though, I can't back it until it hits that stretch goal. I can't do it.
We'll see.
What if it was right before it and you had $100? Like, it was $100 short. You would do it then? You would, right?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Dude, you guys do not fully understand my hatred for Sony right now for all the shit I've been through with them.
Like, no, I hope you guys
knock it out of the park, and if it only makes it to PlayStation, I hope you guys sell like crazy, but I can't support it.
Hey, listen, man, I can understand your hate because if a piece of machinery around my house by, a maker that I was, like, pissed off at, I can't think of their fucking name, this fucking brand, LG, like anything like that, HP, anything HP with plastic screws seems to, like, melt in computers. So I always curse HP products, you know, they're shit. So, I can understand the same hatred for Sony because that's, they almost burnt your house down. So, it makes sense. You know?
Yeah, I mean, no judgment. If I went through six machines and they didn't give me a freaking refund, I would be livid at them. 100%.
Yeah, right.
Now, technically, I went through five machines and they didn't give me a refund. I'm the stupid, stupid asshole who bought the sixth one.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a PS4 right now, but I rarely use it because I'm afraid it's going to explode into a supernova of hatred.
Hey, it's so crazy. I've heard of like people buying multiple systems, but I cannot believe that you went through five systems like that. That's insane.
You should believe it because I've posted numerous pictures of all the PS4 boxes I've had.
I know.
You know how much love you would get if, like, your PS6 or your PS4 actually did burn down your house? You could actually take that to the news and, like, kind of promote that and shit.
And people will be like, you just have to have, like, you don't give it proper ventilation. It's probably your fault. Because that's the Sony defense. It's probably your fault.
Yeah.
It's like the PS2 and the PS1. They both had like overheating issues before. And my thing is that it was always like an engineering thing. They need to put some extra fucking holes in it so it can breathe, so that people can stop bitching about it being a venting issue or whatever.
Oh, don't forget, it wasn't just the PS1 and PS2. It was the PS3 as well. You can't forget them.
Yeah, right. I had problems with my PS3 too.
But honestly, every single one, the only company that I could think of that didn't have any problems like this is Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because Nintendo's
everybody
good.
Else, you had Red Ring of Death on Xbox. I mean, I haven't heard of too many issues on the Xbox One, so that credit to them on that. You know, but like everybody else has had issue after issue.
Well, Xbox has had three consoles out, and their only issue has been the Red Ring of Death, which when they remodeled the system,
they wasn't really an issue anymore.
It was gone. It was taken care of. Plus, all the issues Sony have is they deny everything. Like, oh, there's no problem. There's no problem. Xbox was like, yeah, we had an issue. We're going to extend warranties and fix it. And we're going to take a massive loss in money so that we can solve this for the customers. And even in interviews, like, they went to Bill Gates and explained the issue. And Bill Gates was like, how much is this going to cost me? And they were like, $1 billion. And he was like, do it.
Wow.
Because it was about fixing their fuck ups. And Sony, they're like, buy another system.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with it. I mean, if that's how it went down, it's definitely credit to Xbox, you know, credit to Microsoft.
Oh, we talked about this on another episode when the 1 terabyte PS4s came out. They released advertisements like, is your 500 gig PlayStation full? We have a new 1 terabyte system that you can buy. So it's like, oh, you filled up your hard drive? Buy a new system. Official Sony marketing.
Yeah. You could say that about, like, pretty much, like, every major corporation. They put out a product that they know that, you know, you can't deny buying, you know. And they reap the profits, and they can set the price to whatever they want, and they can make you buy it 5 or 6 times. It can be a piece of shit product that you have to do that for, you know. Just another thing that they do, you know.
Well, did you hear what Xbox said when people were like, oh, our hard drives are full? Did you hear what Xbox said?
No.
They're like, plug in an external. Any kind, doesn't matter, just USB 3.0, plug it in, you're good.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, Apple pulls the same kind of stuff, and they're one of the most, you know, expensive brands, and like they're one of the highest rated brands in the world. I think they are the highest rated brand in the world, you know, and they do all of that proprietary stuff where you cannot use, you know, just any old external hard drive or whatever, if it hasn't been tested for this, you know, for the Mac. So, like, they do that all the time. And, like, you know, they have, like, some of those, like, the MacBook Airs and stuff. You can't expand them at all.
They don't even have a disk drive.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, forget it. But still,
and
like,
that's why I don't buy Apple.
But people love that.
Even though I'm sitting here looking at the Skype call coming in on your iPad, man.
On my clearanced out $200 iPad.
Yeah, I mean, there's a purpose for iPad, you know what I mean? It's a purpose. You know, it's simple enough for people to pretty much understand, but that's all it is. You know what I mean? It is a solid state, one brand, one thing computer that you can upgrade.
I will say.
I actually just bought a Surface. Oh man. iPad after that. Woo.
I don't know. Did you watch? I saw like the Spark Noted version of some of the stuff that they released in the Apple conference thing.
What the fuck is a Spark Note?
What?
Right.
It's Spark Note is essentially like a shortened, you know, summary version.
Oh, yeah, Cliff's Notes?
Cliff's Notes, yeah.
Spark Note was another company that did the same
Never
thing.
Never heard of Spark Note.
Spark Note was cheaper, so that's what I used in college.
Is Spark Note newer for you young kids?
Maybe. I don't know.
You goddamn kids, get off my lawn.
Anyway, they're doing an iPad Pro.
I'm dying.
With this stylus that essentially, to me, it makes it... It, with what I saw in the demo, it essentially almost makes it like a Wacom tablet, but there's a screen underneath it. Like,
Wacom, man, I would so love one of those.
Dude, Len, look up what they're doing with the new iPad, and I think they're calling it like iPencil or whatever for the stylus.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I didn't see any tech demo or anything.
Dude,
that, I'll check that out. I heard about it yesterday. Just heard about it like yesterday, and I was like, oh man, I gotta check this
it's
out.
Really intense. It looks really awesome. However, they are obviously expensive as fuck. I think the baseline model of the iPad Pro is like $800 for a 32 gig.
Oh, that's cheap.
A 32 gig Wi-Fi.
The
the Wycom are like, you know, $6,000, you know, for
TV. Right, but that's the thing. If you really look at it comparatively to like what else is on the market that would, you know, be close to it. I don't know what Surface has out there. I'm sure there's somebody that's made something similar for the Surface. But the way that they're even just doing the tracking and stuff like that between the iPad Pro and the iPencil, it looks interesting. Is it interesting enough for me to get one like as soon as it comes out? No. But it'll be on my radar, you know?
Yeah, if you get a version 2 of that, man, it'll be awesome.
That's how I am with smartwatches. Like, I want to get I want to get a smartwatch in the worst way, but like I kind of want a Moto 360. The new one looks kind of neat, but I figure, well, I'll just wait for the new one to come out, and then the old ones will probably drop down to like stupidly low, and then I'll just pick one of those up. Because then really I can use my smartwatch and then go to Japan and use Google Translate and talk into my watch and talk to all the Japanese people.
<That's awesome. laughs>
There you go. That's the real reason.
There you go.
That's how you're going to translate the song lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be all like half mistranslated. Like, you're going to be talking in such broken Japanese over there.
Yeah, but
you're going to be fully confident about it, though.
So what? It literally, I've seen like them do demos of like them using Google Translate like on a watch.
Yeah.
Like literally just on a smartwatch. Yeah. They just tap it. They'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And then it'll just say it back from the speaker from the watch to the other person. And they can also read it. So it's, you know, I feel like that is one reason alone, like, to have a smartwatch. Like, if you do any kind of traveling or if you're going to attempt to try and go out of the country, like, shit, literally having a translator on your wrist at all times.
Well, technically, wouldn't you have one in your pocket with a phone?
That's going to say...
It reminds me of, like Star Trek, you know? You got a fucking tricorder in your hand, you know?
Yeah, man.
That show was, like, so spot on with a lot of its, like, you know, technological discoveries that they, you know, they purported we'd get to. Like... Yeah, like the tricorder is pretty much just an iPhone, essentially.
Yeah, my watch.
And I
mean, basically.
Yeah.
Take vitals and all this other crap that they're finding out, like through different meaningful apps and stuff like that, especially for health.
I really hope we get replicators. I really want replicators. Chicken farm.
What's the first thing that you're going to replicate?
Probably a pizza.
Probably a pizza.
Wait, you said chicken parm.
Yeah, I thought I heard him say chicken parm as well.
Yeah, but you know what? On second, if you're going to ask me what the first thing I'm going to replicate is, it's probably a pizza.
Chicken parm is like third or fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to take our time here. We don't want to get crazy right off the bat.
Pizza, then tacos, then like chicken parm.
And then right after that, then he starts getting weird. He's like, creme brulee. Like...
We're doing cronuts.
Cronuts.
Oh my god.
Rocky Mountain oyster stew.
This is such a shit show this week.
Oh. Hey. You know what? I'm saving all of my energy and wit for this weekend.
No, you're not. You're burning it out with your leg.
Dude, I'm so twitchy.
I've never seen you so fidgety before.
I don't know, man. I don't know why. You know what it is? I know what it is. Fucking Dying Light. Dying Light's been pissing me off too much. That's the problem.
And your hexing pants in Diablo.
Yes. Fucking Diablo, of course. All the goddamn time. I have been farming to get this one pair of pants for over 3 weeks now. And I have not received one yet.
That is the first time I've heard that sentence put together in that way.
You know, that kind of almost reminds me of like what a girlfriend would say. You know, like, you know, I've been working 3 weeks to get this pair of pants.
but the problem is, if I could just buy them, yeah, I would just buy them. I haven't even seen these fucking things in the game yet. I know they exist.
I still think they're just, you made them up.
No, they exist. I know they exist.
You just made them up. They don't really, what's the name of them?
Hexing Pants of Mr. Yan.
You see, they don't even sound real.
Yeah. How am I gonna make something like that up? I'm not creative enough to come up with that off the top.
Drugs.
Of
drugs. Yeah, that's a pretty good excuse.
Drugs.
Sure.
Drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
You guys.
That's funny, actually. I don't want to incriminate myself too much, but I did just receive a text message from someone who I have been known to get herbal remedies
supplements
from.
Herbal supplements.
You talking about ginkgo biloba?
Is yes. My B12 vitamin.
Ginseng.
That's right, ginseng.
Herbal essences shampoo. So what are you guys playing lately?
I'm playing Ark the Lad on my Vita.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm playing Final Fantasy VII for the 80th goddamn time because they released it for iPhone and iPad.
Wow, you actually bought that?
It's still amazing. Yeah, it's still amazing. I don't know what to say.
I just got done playing that myself a couple months back.
I'm such a sucker. I play it like at least once or twice a year for like the last, like since it came out. It's ridiculous.
That's funny because I've never played it.
What?
I've never played a Final Fantasy game and I have no intentions of doing so.
You know what?
Well, that's the one that you probably should play, if any of them.
I have literally no interest whatsoever.
I don't think you don't really like JRPGs, right?
At all. Yeah.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be yours because you're more of a Diablo guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, my games of choice kind of tend to be like, you know, action adventure-y or like action RPG-esque or like a shooter here and there or Rocket League.
I also find that if people didn't grow up with these games, it's really hard to get them to play it in the like modern age,
right?
When they're used to a totally different aesthetic and, you know, optimized controls and all this stuff that we have today. So.
Yeah, the only games that are even like remotely close to that that I've been able to play and get through have been Pokemon games, and I know this isn't considered an RPG, and we had this conversation before, but I still lump it together because it's the closest thing that I've played. Link to the Past.
Not an RPG.
Oh, that's a great game.
That's cool. You should play the E-series, really. Those are really good games. They have really fucking good music in them. And you get to whack shit with a sword.
Yeah, you might like that. Yeah, you actually probably would like that, Chris.
Yeah, even like beat-em-ups. Like, I like beat-em-ups a lot, too. So, like, your Double Dragons.
Oh, my God.
Castle Crashers and stuff like that.
Streets of Rage.
Speaking of Castle Crashers, Castle Crashers just came out on the Xbox One.
Remastered.
Yep.
If you owned it on the 360 for the first week.
Week and a half or so.
You can get it for free.
In like 10 years, we find out that this entire time, Joe was getting paid by Microsoft.
God, I fucking wish.
Right?
Dude, if Microsoft came to me and they were like, hey, listen, would you mind if we sponsored your show? I would never mention PlayStation again. Ever. Not even to shit talk them.
Oh, man.
I would just... They don't exist anymore. This would be the SML Xbox Spectacular.
And sometimes Nintendo.
Hopefully, because Nintendo and Microsoft are pretty cool with each other.
Yeah. From what I understand, yeah.
But if they were like, nah, you can't mention Nintendo either, I'd be like, okay. Nothing else exists. Hey, what were you playing yesterday? I made up this game in my mind called Super Smash Brothers. It's all imaginary.
It doesn't exist.
I wish it was on Xbox, but until then, I just have to use my imagination for it.
So how about that Mario Maker?
How about that Mario Maker?
Oh my God, I can't wait to try that.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Mario Paint. You guys remember that for the Super Nintendo?
Of course.
Yep.
I could kind of see the comparison.
It's a lot. It's, I could see the comparison, but it's a lot more complex.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
I can't wait to go out tomorrow and get that and then not be able to go out and get that because I'll be at MAGFest instead and I won't be able to do anything until next week.
Not to mention the fact that we're leaving at the crack of dawn.
Ass crack of dawn.
Dang, yo.
Yeah. So I have to be there. I have to be there to set up the tables like at like noon.
So I have to like marathon edit this and upload it tonight, do the write-ups for this one and the other episode, get everything put up, posted on all the sites. Oh, God,
I still have to pack my bag, and we're leaving. I'm getting up at 6 a.m.
Wow. Because
I want to be out the door on the road at by 7.
Good time.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. We've been pulling crazy hours preparing for next week. I've been like getting 2-3 hours of sleep, so I can't even imagine like getting up and traveling right now. It's ridiculous.
I'm hoping my vehicle survives.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hey, Godspeed.
Godspeed. Fingers crossed. So nothing else? You're not really playing anything else? Have you been watching anything else? Like watching someone play something?
No, actually, I've just been, you know what? We have been honestly testing our build of Pixel Noir that we're going to release one for the Kickstarter next week. And it's going to be, if you've ever played a previous version of it, it's going to be way expanded than what you're used to. And, okay. We have been, no joke, Len and I have been testing this thing nonstop for like the last maybe 3 weeks or something like that. And it's to the point where we are like sick and tired of hearing our own like music and sound effects. We can't even stand it anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well, Kunal has this problem. I was like, well, Kunal, you have to turn the music down. That's how you get through the 3 hour testing session. He's like, I don't know how you do it. You know, I'm like, turn the music down, man. We started doing that, and I think it got better for him.
Oh my God, it's still a little unbearable because at this point I must be hundreds and hundreds of plays in, and so must you. Like, but yeah. it's just ridiculous.
Speaking of Kunal's unbearable music, he was nice enough to hook the show up with some download codes for the Pixel Noir EP featuring unbearable Kunal music.
You mean the one that I already have?
Probably. I don't know. Is it the same or is there different music?
No, it's the same one we released
last
year.
You're so fucking lazy. Jesus Christ.
There will be different music in the demo, but that we haven't released a full. There's not enough to make a full EP out of it. You know?
I do want to thank Kunal for somehow having faith in our show enough to give us 20 codes.
So,
that was a waste.
Yeah.
Well, it'll go to at least one of us. I don't think Len has it, so you can give one to Len.
I don't think Len has the music from the game he's making.
Yeah,
I actually do. I actually have the CD that we gave away.
Damn it.
Which had the most on it.
Damn it.
So a few people want
you know
free
what's gonna
music.
End up you know what's going to end up happening? We're going to print them out and put them on a piece of paper and put them at the Rock Island table.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
We'll be like, please take these free.
Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please?
Please.
Pretty please?
Please.
I'll give you money to pay people to take them. Is that...
we'll write the codes on a dollar bill. Do you promise to use the code? Yeah, what fucking whatever. Just can I buy something with this dollar? No, you gotta download first.
Go on your smartphone, use the code.
Right now, in front of me. Right
That's
now.
Like when the Nightmares from the Deep people gave us 11 review codes for Nightmares from the Deep.
Yeah.
I wanted to one-up them because you told me that. And I'm like, you know what? I could give... only 5 codes or whatever, but no, I'm going to one-up these guys. I'm going to give them 20.
You know, Kunal, if you had an Xbox One, I would totally give you a Nightmares from the Deep code.
Oh.
And there's still time to get my Xbox One.
Well, never say never, because I might need to get an Xbox One if we end up developing for it.
Well, you better hurry the fuck up.
This shit ain't going to last forever.
I know.
We could play Forza 6 together.
I want to play Forza. I think I might actually say fuck Dying Light for the rest of the night and just play Horizon. Dude, I'm so fucking pissed at Dying Light. I really am. there's so many times where I'll just get like it you get completely fucking overwhelmed, and I'm like, all the playthroughs that I've been seeing that I've had to look up for like parts that I get stuck on because there's some stuff in this game that just absolutely makes no goddamn sense. I'm higher levels than like everybody that I'm seeing doing the playthroughs on YouTube. And I'm still having it. I like, but it there's just like some stupid stuff that ends up happening that's just like, it to me, it just doesn't. There's a lot of things in this game that just do not make sense.
Get good.
I have no problem in like Dead Island. I've done 3 or 4 complete playthroughs of Dead Island. I've never died. Ever.
No.
I've died like fucking 50 times in this game.
Good times.
Fuck Dying Light. But it's good, though.
See, now we just need Kunal and Len to get Xbox Ones and Dying Light, and we could all play together.
Or Payday. Or Diablo.
The money thing.
Or pretty much anything. I like pretty much almost everything on Xbox One.
Yeah, because the Xbox One is a good system with good games.
If I had the money right now, I'd probably buy Final Fantasy 14 and the PC play. That would be amazing, but I can't do the monthly cost, you know?
Yeah, I'm still waiting to play the Heaven Sword expansion because of the whole monthly fee thing. Yeah. Got the expansion, installed the expansion, haven't played the expansion.
That's funny.
Goddamn subscriptions.
Goddamn subscriptions.
Speaking of games without subscriptions, Neverwinter just got a giant update on the Xbox One.
On the Xbox.
You know what, I would get Diablo 3 if it wasn't for like cost for that too.
It's super cheap on Xbox One.
I think there's places selling it for like $25 this week or something.
Like 24. You can consistently get that game for like $24, $25 right now.
Easily for under 30.
Yep, easily.
And then you could play with Chris and I on Xbox One.
And the funny thing is, and you know, normally most people would like you to believe that the PC version is better, but I like the Xbox version better.
Brought to you by the Xbox One. Dude, I would kill for an Xbox sponsorship.
With the control actually does feel better than actually like playing on the keys. I can't really stand playing any online game with keys. So, I'm thinking like Heaven Sword or any system really. It'd be amazing.
I mean like there are some games that I refuse to play using a controller, like Counter-Strike. Like, there are games out there that, like, literally do not rend themselves, you know, favorably to a controller.
Right.
And I think most MMOs, I would feel, don't. Although, Neverwinter played pretty well. If those fucking words didn't come up on the screen so much, I would actually play it.
You just gotta ignore them.
I can't, dude. Yeah, I really can't. They're so.
They disappear after a while.
But then another one pops up. They happen every 10 seconds.
In your brain, they'll just start to disappear after a while.
Nope. I can't do it.
It's a shame.
I know. And shame. I really want to have that MMO experience because I've never had that experience.
Oh, maybe when Onigiri comes out.
I'll give it a shot. If there isn't words popping up on the screen every 5 seconds, I'll give it a shot.
On the Xbox One. I noticed Kunal disappeared. I wonder if he's out going to buy an Xbox One.
I doubt it.
He's actually on the coding call.
That son of a bitch.
He's running double duty.
We have a date with him on the podcast, and he's like,
To be fair, we have been talking about a lot of nothing.
I just want to play more Forza 6.
I know that's all you're waiting for. He's like, are we done yet? Can I go back to Forza?
Fuck this show. Our show, no one's listening. Who gives a fuck? Well, I don't know. We have emails we should read.
Let's do the emails.
Okay.
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 The one guy that I watch on Twitch every now and then, Shiz Blacka, he says, hey, Joe, thanks for hopping on the streams and chopping it up with me. Always fun to see your name pop up because I know I'm going to have a good laugh. I'm emailing you to try and win some of those free games to stream. Hope to see you soon, Shiz. And he did indeed get some codes because he emailed us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com and he got free games because that's all you got to do. Free Xbox One games.
Now, to be fair, we did have Steam codes, too.
We did. We did.
Do we still have any of those Steam codes?
I have no idea. I don't know how to verify if Steam codes have been used. So,
did you send them to somebody?
No, we read those out on the show.
Oh, well, then they're probably gone.
Yeah. Zach emailed us, finally.
Oh, my God, he's alive.
He says, been meaning to email you guys, but keep forgetting or being busy. Anyway, you must have gained some new listeners because both of those Nova 111 codes from last week's episode were claimed.
Oh, no.
Those were the Steam codes.
There you go.
Wow. Craziness. So what was it I had to do to earn myself one of those other game codes? Email you and make you laugh? Okay, here we go. Knock, knock. Wait, shit, that doesn't work through email. let's try something else. Okay, I got one. Joe, what's the difference between you and a mallard with a cold? One's a sick duck. I can't remember how it ends, but your mother's a whore.
God damn it.
Bonus points to you if you know what that's from. Anyway, game talk. I'm in the middle of Final Fantasy X, just making my way through the annoying as hell Thunder Plains. I keep on getting zapped. Just got a review code for the completed version of Assault Android Cactus 2. Hey, that's someone you should try getting on the show. The guys who made that. It's a twin stick shooter where you control one of 9 robot girls with different abilities.
I'm all about twin stick shooters.
It's been on Steam Early Access for some time now and is properly releasing the full version later this month. It's good fun. Still trying to catch up on Life is Strange and Tales from the Borderlands 2 before their finales hit. Hopefully I can get both episode 4s played this weekend. Right, I think that's all I've got for you this time. I will try to email more frequently. And he got some free game codes.
Speaking of Tales of the Borderlands, I actually started trying to catch up on that a little bit.
Nice.
It's fun. I enjoy it. I haven't, that's another, like, game that I've been, enjoying a lot more than I thought I would. I don't know if it's just because it's Borderlands related and I really enjoy Borderlands, which I started playing Borderlands 2 again using a different character class, and I started enjoying it a hell of a lot more again because now I'm using the Mechromancer.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. There's one skill tree that is pretty much completely devoted to, like, I like to call it the girlfriend tree, where it's like, if you go through these skill sets and you, like, you know, you go into that skill tree, it's pretty much like the, you know, I'll give this character to my girlfriend to play along with me so that they can actually, like, feel like they're helping.
Nice. So, Assault Android Cactus. You know what, Zach? Since you were in touch with them, have their people meet our people. And by that, I mean, tell them to send us an email or get an email I can get in touch with, and I'll give it a shot.
There you go.
Because we've been getting in touch with some pretty cool people lately.
Yeah, we have. A lot of people. A lot of indie games. A lot of stuff going on.
Very true. Very true. Plus, we gave Zach free games.
That's like our thing now, is just give away games.
Free games! Again, all you have to do, literally, all you have to do is send an email to thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Send us something worthwhile that we could read on the show. We'll give you shit. We have games.
We'll give you games.
Games to give away. I'll even read off what games we have after this final email from Randall.
Randall's alive.
We're getting the regulars in. Let's see. Gentleman, or just Joe Cam if he's too lazy to get a co-host this week. Well, two shows, two, yeah, Chris is here.
Yeah.
You talked about me on the podcast again. Hooray. So while I would,
I don't know how I feel about this.
So while I would fit in just about any tiny corner you have available at Mag Classic, no one actually followed through to ask me if I wanted to help volunteer at Mag Classic.
Derp.
Could have done that, Chris.
I didn't know how many people we needed.
Then that would have been a third person to fight over Tina's affections.
Oh, God. But he probably could have gotten enough hours to have a room.
Probably. Hey, there's still a day.
There's still 14 hours.
Randall, drive down right now. Like, while we're recording this, not when you're hearing this.
Yeah. Just start driving.
I am also perpetually 3 weeks behind on the show, so maybe next year, guys. Have fun at the show. I'll be busy spending $500 to fix my brand new car that I recently backed into another car in the driving hellhole known as Boston, Massachusetts. I've been playing games for once and recently beat Bioshock Infinite for the first time. Ending was played off as what a twist times two, but pretty easy to figure out halfway through the game. Still an enjoyable romp. Can't wait to dive literally into the DLC and explore Rapture once more. I'm also still hunting lots of monsters. Cheers, Flozax. He did not get any game codes because he does not have an Xbox One yet.
Yet.
Hopefully his bonus from work comes through and he buys mine. Because Kunal's all like, my dick's inside a PlayStation.
And he doesn't even know.
Fuck you, Kunal.
He doesn't.
You son of a bitch. You're not even listening to us right now.
Nah, I put you on mute. God damn it.
He's not. He won't even listen to the show either. So we could. Len, just now's your time. Just shit talk Kunal. No one's going to hear you.
It's not like it's ever going to be documented.
How is he as a boss? Isn't he a real dick?
I think we lost him.
He's telling on us.
He's telling on us.
God, Kunal, you should hear what they're saying about you.
Oh, fuck.
What are you playing?
I've been playing Dying Light and Diablo and Horizon. I am really enjoying Dying Light. I do kind of like.
Oh, yeah, we did lose Len.
I do kind of like the I do kind of like the companion app that they have for it. So it's kind of like you send out runners to, you know, do side missions essentially, and they have possibilities of bringing back certain types of loot. Certain types of loot that they bring back can unlock other missions that you can do, or it's just extra stuff that you can then make a care package out of and send to your actual, like, game.
Yeah, it's pretty neat how they do that.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm probably gonna send myself a care package, before I go to play it again, just, you know, so I can have some extra shit. But, I am really enjoying Dying Light. I just, there is some frustrating stuff with it. But it is still a good game. I am enjoying it. So.
Nice.
That, and I've been, you know, obviously doing my normal Diablo fare. But I'm probably gonna start,
Oh, are we getting Len back?
Are we?
Yep. I'm back.
Yay!
There he is.
Yep.
Just in time.
So I should probably mention what games we're giving away.
You can.
Yeah.
I've actually been really wanting to hear that.
Let's see. What awesome Xbox One games do we have to give away? We still have Draw Stickman Epic, which came out, well, coming out today. Friday today, whatever day you're hearing this.
Friday today.
Yes. We still have some Nightmares from the Deep, the Cursed Heart Codes. We have Leo's Fortune for the Xbox One, which just came out. Super Toy Cars, we finally got codes to give away. Quest of Dungeons, which if you listen to the other episode this week, you know I have a raging hard-on for. Clusterpuck 99.
Yo, Clusterpuck is awesome. I really like that game.
And, great name, man. Clusterpuck.
And next week, we will have codes for Extreme Exorcism for the Xbox One.
That game is really interesting, too.
Can't really talk about it right now because embargoes.
But we'll have codes. You can't say anything about it.
Can't really talk about it, no.
Ah, that's a bummer.
It's cool, though.
It is. It's cool. I enjoy it.
That'll entice you to listen next week for more about Extreme Exorcism. And again, all of these games are free on the Xbox One.
You just got to hit us up.
Hit us up. Talk to us.
Tell
love
us. Tell us your favorite slow jam.
Like, we got all the codes here. We got codes. Codes. So, Len, all you got to do is buy an Xbox One, and I can shower you with codes. I could make it rain free games on dat ass.
On dat ass.
Whoever.
We got a birthday coming up, so.
There you go. Whoever buys my Xbox One will get whatever codes I can give you.
That's fair.
I will make it rain free games on dat ass.
On dat ass.
Dat ass.
So Len, have you been playing anything else? Is there anything else you want to get in?
Yeah, Mad Max. I heard you played it from the episode from last Friday.
Yeah,
how do you like it?
I enjoy it. What I've played so far, I've. To be fair, I've been balls deep in a whole bunch of games right now, so
yeah,
I haven't played it as much as I want. I've played it more than I've played Metal Gear.
Which Metal Gear, even from what I was watching you play Metal Gear, and Metal Gear looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, I basically only did the intro of Metal Gear, but I was like, nope, the game. But Mad Max, I'm going to waste too much time on that just exploring the wasteland. And just looking for scrap.
Probably. I mean, I like the movie. I mean, the cinematics in the movie were excellent. So, like, when I saw that there was going to be a game for it, it's like, gotta check that out.
Chris has a weird look on his face. What?
I guess somebody was using water or something. It sounded loud.
Oh.
I was distracted. Okay.
There was a butterfly, and Chris is like, ooh.
No.
Distraction.
No.
Yeah, Mad Max looks pretty odd. I need to put more time into Mad Max. I really do. But Forza just came out.
Forza looks fucking awesome. Well,
technically, Forza didn't just come out. Ultimate Edition, Early Access. Yay!
Yep.
I don't know anything about Forza. What is Forza?
Oh, it's all good.
Forza is a driving game.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It used to be like referred to as the Gran Turismo of Xbox, but has far, far, far surpassed whatever Gran Turismo has ever done. Like, yeah. If you're into driving games, Forza is the series now. Huh. And Drive Club is like its retarded little brother. That's stuck on the PS4 and not on the Xbox One because the Xbox One has good driving games.
No, Forza is one of those games where it doesn't necessarily matter like what types of racing that you enjoy.
Because it is stupidly customizable.
Yeah, like it's very, if you want to go in and tweak a bunch of stuff, you can. But also, if you just want to hop in, do some races, whatever, like, it's still very... It's casual-friendly, but hardcore-friendly as well.
Right. So do you, like, just gain money through races?
You gain money through races.
You, like, upgrade your car.
You can, you can paint a car. Like, you make, like, your own paint job, and you can actually share it online, and if people download it, then you will receive rewards from them downloading it.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
They have a Forza Rewards where the more you play the different Forza games, the more money you get in the games every week if you check the Rewards app.
Wow.
Yeah, and And you could make it a super sim game if you want, where like manual shifting, no braking assists, no steering control, traction control, anything like that. Or you could turn all the different assists on and make it more of an arcade style racer and
almost like
run people off the road.
Kind of almost like a Cruisin' USA on crack.
Yeah.
And great.
It is gorgeous.
Oh, it looks beautiful. Like absolutely incredible. It's a thing of beauty.
Forza 6 officially available on Tuesday. Only on the Xbox One.
No, it is really nice.
$200 every time you say Xbox One.
I don't even need money to say Xbox One.
Dude, even if it was like 10 cents, do you imagine how fucking rich we would be just
Xbox,
from...
Xbox, Xbox. If they just gave me like a high five for saying it, I'll still do it.
You'd start building up like calluses on your palm.
Yeah.
More so than you probably already have.
People are like, you're so biased. You're such an Xbox fanboy. It's like, no, my Xbox just didn't try to kill me. So,
which is reason enough to enjoy it. Yeah.
Good times.
So,
is Kunal coming back or no?
Probably not.
I don't think so, man.
Probably not.
That motherfucker.
Just like he said, he just ducks out and just kind of like,
I'll see you later, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll keep this one short.
That's great.
There ain't shit else to talk about.
No, there's only one other thing that I wanted to talk about. It got announced today, but it's not going to come out until next year. It's a new Pokemon game.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In real life, using your smartphone. I'm excited.
Well, tell us about it.
It's basically you wander around, you find... You know, you find Pokemon in the wild, depending on your location, almost like a geocaching-esque type of thing. But you can also battle and trade and all that kind of stuff. So.
Good times.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So it's like a Pokemon game in the real world with Street Pass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kinda, yeah.
Awesome.
It's like, it's a mix of a traditional, like, almost like a traditional battle type of Pokemon game, like almost like a, what is that, Colosseum?
Something like that. Yeah.
So you could take almost like the bare bones Colosseum, mix it with like geocaching, and put it on a smartphone.
It becomes more of an MMO sort of that way too.
Yep.
Actually. Kind of cool. Yeah.
I like the idea. I'm excited.
Oh, fuck.
Kaboom! You just fucked up.
Fuck.
You just fucked up.
Fuck.
Now you fucked up. Now.
Oh, it says join ongoing.
You have fucked up.
am I back?
Are you back?
Hello?
Are you black?
Hello.
Hello, Clarice.
God damn it. Whatever. Fucking.
Send him a text. Tell them we're done. Stick a fork in it.
All
fuck
right,
off.
Let's sum this up. So, free games, email us, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
Make sure to keep an eye out for the new Pixel Noir Kickstarter in a week.
Email us and we'll give you free music.
Free music?
Yeah, the Pixel Noir music.
Yeah, we can give you that too.
thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Pappy isn't here.
I apologize for the lack of content, but my mind is just completely focused on tomorrow.
I already did 2 hours this week, so I fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. We don't really mean that.
No, not at all. Fuck Kunal.
I think it's the funniest thing ever.
What?
Because after he even said, he was just like, yeah, I duck out. You know, I do this, I do that. I try and make my exits swift. And he did.
He just pieced the fuck out on us.
Yep, he just bounced, dropping the mic. Boom. Yeah, so Mag Classic,
Mad Classics happening. Meet us there. Say hi to us if you're there. We'll be at Rock Island.
I am Rock Island.
Chris might be forced into finger blasting a married chick.
No. That's not happening.
She wants your D.
She's bringing me cookies. She specifically made me vegan cookies. So, yeah, I don't know if she's trying to bribe me. But
you should just eat one and be like, these are fucking terrible.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
What are you going to do if she, like, corners you and just starts, like, jumping on you?
Leave?
Give me your dick, Chris. Give me your dick.
Nah.
I need it.
Homie, don't play that game.
I need your dick.
Nah, I'm good.
I need your dick.
And most of the time, I'm probably going to be down at the fucking table anyway.
True.
So.
It should be like sitting on your lap or some shit.
Can I sit on your lap and
the only thing that I know that I'm not going to do this time at Mad Classic that I did last Mad Classic is enter in a fucking Catan tournament. Because I think that Saturday for that Catan tournament or that Sunday or whatever it was the last day that shit was going on, and I was in that tournament for like fucking 8 hours.
Your Catan-ca tournament.
My Catan-ca tournament. I mean, don't get me wrong. Without that Catan-ca tournament, I wouldn't own my own copy of Catan. However, I didn't really get to enjoy like a good like 8 hours, 8-9 hours of fucking.
But
classic.
You enjoyed 8 hours of Catan.
It was okay.
Catan Fest.
If I'm gonna do like a, if I'm gonna go fucking balls out and do something specifically for Catan, I'm gonna go to like a Gen Con or something like that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, MagFest is just, like, chill. I'll probably, like, make a bunch of fucking racket and jam space to be an asshole.
Nice. Well, Len says, good talking to you guys. Sorry for shit being tech difficult.
That's okay. We're used to that.
So I said, you too, Kunal sucks.
You too, Kunal sucks. All right. Stick a
music.
Fork in it.
Music is a couple of tracks we have for Quest of Dungeons.
Okay.
Because you got to play that game. Seriously, if nothing else, email me in the show so I can give you Quest of Dungeons codes because the game is fucking amazing. Or just buy the game. I don't care. Quest of Dungeons needs to be played. And listen, if you didn't listen to it, listen to episode 122, the other one that came out as I interview folks dealing with draw a hitman. That'd be baller. Draw Stickman Epic, Super Toy Cars, and Quest of Dungeons. It is 2 hours of interviews, like legit, like questions,
things being done.
I mean, things still get off topic. We end up talking about like all my cats.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Potato's the most important.
Potato tournament. So yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with maybe something more
coherent
content ish.
Yeah, words.
Words.
Things.
Potato tournament.
Potato tournament.
Scoopski patat.
What was that last part?
Scoopski patato. Impractical. A potato tournament, whatever.